It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prowl. The people who provide services to the developmentally disabled say a proposal to cut Medi-Cal reimbursement rates will force them to close their doors. Jenny O'Meara reports from Sacramento.
Caregivers and their clients demonstrated in front of the Department of Healthcare Services. Nancy Dow Moody runs four homes for the developmentally disabled in Marin County. Her clients have disabilities like cerebral palsy. She says she's used to fighting budget cuts, but
I don't think we've ever faced anything like this before. I've never talked about closing programs before, and now that's what I'm faced with.
At issue is a proposed 10% cut to the Medi-Cal reimbursement rate. It was requested by the state and is pending before the federal government. Advocates with the Developmental Services Network say it could affect some 1,100 care homes. The Department of Healthcare Services says its analysis shows the pending cuts would not reduce access to care, but adjustments could be made if necessary. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Meara.
A group pushing for changes to California public pension law is hoping to put an initiative before voters next year. Dan Pellissier with California Pension Reform says his organization is filing two initiative proposals with the state attorney general.
Our plan would promptly save in the $5, $6, $7 billion range for local state and local governments. We think that that's very important, that those savings are needed right away to restore essential services.
Pellissier says either of his group's plans would better address the problem of unfunded public pension liability. The group will decide in January which measure it will circulate for signatures. The public employee-backed group Californians for Retirement Security claims Wednesday's announcement was politically motivated. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Prowl.